nuovo.
CNN Network, MI3.
And on YOU. KBX. Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. A little chilly out. It's 31, so it's below freezing, but it's supposed to get in the 50s today. And they're saying 40s and 50s all week long. And the snowman said a few days ago that he says I don't see no major snowstorms coming in the next 2 weeks. So, you know, that could change, but I can agree with him. We might get some snow here and there, but no major snowstorms.
I'll take it, though.
What's that?
I said, I'll take it, though. I'm good with it.
Yeah, same here. It's not snowing majorly, and I haven't shown for over a week now.
That's good. Well, when you get the parts for your snowblower, you'll be able to put it, deal with that and have that if it snows.
I got the part. I told Cliff, I go, there's no hurry for it. The blender's basically done, but maybe sometime this spring or summer we can get it working so that it'll be ready for next winter. But, you know, we're not going to get a significant snowfall. But it has snowed in April, though, but it's rare or not much.
Come on, Jim. You lived here how long? You know we could get a significant snowfall in March, too. I'd have it. I'd just have it ready. I wouldn't wait. When you get the stuff, I'd get with Cliff and get it as soon as you can. That way, if you need it, you got it.
Oh, yeah. I think I got it Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. I put it in the garage in the toolbox so that way I know where they're at.
Go help me. I'd get a hold of them and I'll get it done as soon as you can. That way, like I said, if you need it, you got it. And then, or if you don't, then you kick yourself in the butt for not doing it.
But we can get significant snow in March, though, but it's rare. But yeah, we can. I agree with that. But, I believe, April 14th will make 41 years. I've lived in South Bend, 41.
All righty.
Hard to believe it's that long.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. I can't believe it's as cool as it is, because it's like 31, and I forgot my gloves and my hands are numb until I turn the heater on.
Alrighty.
Miles or so after I let it warm up, so that way I'll get instant heat.
Yeah, but the thing is, you've already got heat coming out of there.
I like to make sure that it's good and hot, though, so I'm just now turning out onto 31 here by a drive-in, shine.
Alrighty.
I used to tell my daughter that Barbie Street is her favorite street because when she was just younger, she liked Barbie dolls.
Yeah, that'll work.
Like under some of these, that first bridge, the one that got dug out, looks like there's a little bit of ice, but the other bridges here are up higher, and I think they got a lot of sunlight, so I don't think that they got no ice on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
It's like I said, it's like 30, 31, somewhere in there, just below freezing.
Yeah, but it'll definitely warm up again today, which would be nice.
I think it's supposed to pick up in the 40s or something like that today.
Hey, that'll work.
I buy some out driving around the other day, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday, and I see this small SUV, and he had no back window, and his vehicle's like, gee whiz, you're going for a cold ride, and what do you do when it snows or rains?
Yeah, but remember, it depends if you got the money or not.
Yeah, but I see people that put plastic over it and duct tape. I mean, at least do that, you know?
Yeah, true.
They could do something. I almost hit the curb because the sunlight's right in my eyes. So I almost hit the curb turning here from the freeway to Curran Road here. Wow.
Yeah, alrighty.
Something was right in my eyes. I had to hit the brake and move the visor. Man, that was scary.
Oh, wow.
Something was blinding me.
Yeah, at least it's going to be a decent day today. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not going to snow or rain. The thing that gets me, though, is this, the alley is mud. And so I got to walk in mud to get my car in the garage and to unload the car and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
The alley across the street from me, they paved that last year when I was up in Michigan. Brandon told me about that, and you can see it. And I guess on the west side years ago, they paved some of the alleys. I wish they...
Sure enough. See what's in their plans to do it, and on YOU.
It's just experimental, though, but I wish they would. But then again, you'd have potholes, but I got... holes in the alley already. You know, but before we moved in here, we went down the alley to look at the property. You had to drive like 10 miles an hour to get down the alley. It was so bumpy. And then I talked to one of my street department friends, and he said, buy your new house out. And I told him, and he says, we'll fix the alley for you.
That's nice. But, you can just see if they are or not. I mean, you shouldn't be going fast down an alley anyways.
Yeah, but, you know, it's pretty bad. I'll point out that there's so many bumps, and they don't fix it. You know, it's like, come on, fix my alley.
Yeah, but you probably have to call them and let them know it's bad.
Yeah, that's true. Well, right now, it's not too bad. There's a few minor holes and stuff, but they're not doing alleys right now, though. But they're still in a snow mode. It's snow in February, March, and even a little bit in April. So they're still in a snow mode, really.
Yeah, but maybe they can put it on the list, or, you know, you could actually call them and find out if they're going to do it or not. And... you know, this summer. And just a thought.
Well, as of right now, the big alley's not bad, but Oakdale Street and an 800-900 blocks, there's some, nothing major, but there are some holes in the street there, and our house, there's a bunch of small ones that they need to get fixed, but it's nothing major, though.
Alrighty.
I'm trying to go up to Michigan in the month of April and go up and see my daughter and my grandsons, probably something like that.
Okie dokie.
Of course, I got the hobby shop since Jerry is so expensive. I'll probably go up there and get some stuff.
Yeah, that'll work.
Fill up those several posts that need to be filled up, and that's it, man.
guys down here, they're probably close to the same up there.
Find out.
Okie dokie.
Now, some precious may not do it, who knows? Maybe they'll be cheaper if they did.
Hey, you never know.
Hobby shop in Wyoming, I guess my favorite hobby shop, because they had stuff for like $3 to $5. And they got some new stuff, but they're probably like 80% used.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, I'm in the hole here in Lakeville, and I can see the table, so if I let you go, I'll get you on the way out and turn around. NI1OU89TS.
Alright, we'll talk to you later then. Have a good one, KB9KBX9YOU.
MI3 Network.
KD8PXQ listening.
CNN Network.
I think there was a mobile station trying to get through. The audio was really bad, though. Try it again. This is KD8DXQ. No response heard. KD8DXQ clear.
This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220. T-O-T-D-I-S.